Welcome to Strength in Gaming.
Them's the facts.
Them's the facts.
Pickle facts.
Never be able to monetize this shit on YouTube because
this is why my mom doesn't listen either.
Groserias. That's why Sal's mom doesn't listen. Groserias. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Okay.
Ay, porque son tan groseros. That's what she says.
We're groseros?
Yeah.
Well, my tia in Costa Rica, my tia de Maris, she called me a charlatan. Like, I was posting all kinds of yeah, that's a word.
That's a great word.
I post so many things on Facebook, and my tia, she pretty much only speaks Spanish, and I rely on Google Translate about 25-50% of the time, because she always comments on my stuff in Spanish. But she literally, like, I posted something that I had one of those really ridiculous filters that made me look like a gnome chick on TikTok.
Nice.
Like it gave me like makeup and made me really cute. Like, well, cute, that's objective, but I still had the fucking beard coming out of the sides. And I used that. I look like a saint, and I put it on a candle. I put it on the Catholic.
Okay, I remember that picture.
Candles, yeah.
Oh, that's why you're a charlatan.
And my tia called me a charlatan, and it turns out that was the like direct translation. That was the word she used, but to her it meant like, are you a comedian, you know, or a funny person? But I like charlatan better.
Yeah, so, like, that is an awesome word. I want to use charlatan more in my everyday life.
You're a flim-flam man.
Yes, this is not entirely not true. This is, you're not wrong, I think is what I meant to say. But I'm Samson Lancaster, the charlatan, per my tia in Costa Rica. I'm joined with Pickle Sal, the big pickle, the angry pickle. Well, he's not angry yet. Maybe he'll be angry later.
If I was a daikon, you'd be worshipping me.
What? And Kat McGuire also happens to have a sprinkle pickle.
Sprinkle pickle, and lately I'm a law nerd because of the defamation trial, but we're not going to talk about that. This is a video game podcast. No,
because you can listen to that in the other, the bonus. But see, that's good advertising right there. That's going to be in the promotion. Cross-pollination. And we have our resident fire dog hailing from Circuit City itself. By the way, I keep seeing like your pillow jump through that counter behind you occasionally.
Oh, really?
It might have been before the show, but I was like, is this Circuit City and chill? Eddie motherfucking Vargas is back.
Yo, here. Come buy a DVD player from me.
Is that why?
Oh yeah, they're so relevant.
No, Eddie was the tech guy, not the customer service.
Actually, I was customer service for 5 years.
God damn, how long did you work there?
9 years.
Holy shit! Okay, that's why.
Yeah, I only did Fire Dog my last 2 years.
God damn.
Yeah,
that's a long time. You're old.
Fucking old.
We're all old.
Yeah, we're all old. But yeah, so we have a fun amount of news for you today that we're going to talk about a little bit here. A lot of new indie games coming out on Switch, some leaks, and a bunch of other stuff that's going on. But first,
that's not Sal. From Amber Heard leaking at her butt.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is probably my favorite meme right now. And for those of you listening, it's literally Johnny Depp standing next to Amber Heard, and it's got a thing under him. It says Charlie, and then next under her, it says Chocolate Factory. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Zoomer humor.
Yes. Zoomer boomer. Boomer joomer. All right. Sal. What have you been playing lately?
With myself.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I stopped playing Lost Ark.
Nice. You stopped after, playing what?
I think I got 1,200 hours. What? Yeah. And,
no, say it again. Seriously. What did you say?
Did me dirty. Oh, it got to the point where I was
what so game? High,
Lost Ark.
Why did it do you dirty?
Oh, the RNG. RNG does not love Sal.
RNG just does not RNG love you. Well, that's Sal. Something that's established in every game, Sal. Yeah, and in and life,
this one is
in
this general one is a Korean grinder, so the you know the RNG is fucking horrible.
Yeah, but I couldn't, could still...
I couldn't make any more progression, mm-hmm. even as much as I played.
You know, I think you're my simulacrum for luck.
For you guys are draining it. You know,
I have the best RNG of anybody that I know, and Sal has the worst. We are yin and yang.
There's a movie called The Spoiler, I think. Wait, was it
Spoilers?
H. Macy, I forgot his first name.
William H. Macy.
William H. Yeah. Macy, yeah.
And he basically he works at a casino and he sits next to people that have hot streaks. And he drains their luck and they start losing. I'm the opposite. Everybody else wins, but
not Sal.
It's like that scene in Civil War where they meet the Red Skull to get the Soul Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I take people to things that I could never have in my life.
Yeah. Sal's right? Obviously thought about this pretty deeply.
Yeah, he thought about this. This is like, deep.
Fuck, I'm the Red Skull. What the fuck? Everybody else gets the Soul Stone where I could never have what I desire. Fucking shit. Let me hit 1400 here, rat bastards. Dude, it got to the point where I was capped out on everything. So I only got like one or two rolls a week just to get to a higher eye level, and I couldn't get it. Yeah. Well, eye level is.
Are you, do you start out really short? That was a terrible pun, guys.
But no, it, it's like you have to hit certain milestones to be able to do like higher level content.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it, dude. I was pitying. I was like, at the point where I was at, it was like you get 1 or 2% pity, and 100% pity is when you get an automatic roll, right? And I was getting automatic, like the 100% pity. That's how many times I've been failing at it. To do 1 or 2% per roll, that's how many rolls I get before I can get a guaranteed one. And it was shit.
You missed what was it, like 100% shot in XCOM?
Yeah, I missed.
I think it's just you.
Fucking in this game, dude. I missed 98% chance of fucking of rolling.
Oof. Wow. Well, there's still that 2%.
Wow. Yeah, but somebody's gotta be the 2%.
Like, might as well not wear a condom. Shit. I'm gonna get the STD anyways. There's only a 2% chance of fucking it protecting me. What the fuck?
You got warts. Yeah. You're a pickle.
So all the pickle warts.
By the way,
attest to that. That sucks, dude. It got so bad that it was frustrating me to have no fucking end.
This looks like the HD pickle. Is this like the 4K pickle? It's like way better than it was before.
No, it's the same one. I'm just a little bit closer.
Hurt. Sal is our resident prop comedian, and he is the prop.
Pickles are larger in the rear view, right?
The prop. If we're ever playing a prop hunt game, which again, still not a thing in my head, Sal's going to be the pickle.
You never find me, dude. Sure. I'll be the most inconspicuous pickle.
No, you'll be the one on the counter rolling over going, ah, Pickle Rick!
Roll over and go, Pickle Rick!
I'm a pickle, Morty!
But no, yeah, I had to stop playing it. It was giving me some bad anxiety, dude, just from frustration, dude. It's like, ugh. RNG games can go suck a dick.
Have you started playing something else?
I started playing Monster Hunter Generations again.
On Switch?
Yeah, on Switch.
Fucking, so right many now. Monster Hunter games, and you're so obsessed.
That's probably the last good one, right? Is that one, because it had every fucking monster pretty much, and pretty much every map, every hub, and then maybe Monster Hunter World's probably the next best one, and then Rise. I don't really like Rise all that much,
but Monster Hunter World's really the only. the only Monster Hunter that I've played. I did play one of them on my PSP for
Freedom Unite. That one was pretty
total unique. Of like an hour or something. You gave it to me, I think.
Yeah.
And
with the God of War PSP.
Yes.
This is the God of War PSP that we gave you for your birthday.
Mm-hmm. No, you gave me a copy of God of War.
We literally gave you a PSP, dude, with the game.
What happened to that thing?
I don't know, but it's probably worth like fucking $500 now, dude. Those things are expensive to find now. Fuck.
So I'm around here somewhere.
Find it, sell it on eBay.
Yeah, dig it up.
Nerd. But
it's a relic.
Yeah. I've still been playing that Fightcade. Pro level.
That's right. You're a professional fight game now.
Fight gamer. Yeah. Get my ass handed to me so much.
Have you played
just Killer like Instinct? When we play Hunt?
That's the only good Killer one. That's the only ones I'm good at is Killer Instinct 1 and 2. Like playing Street Fighter and like Marvel versus Capcom.
Breaker.
There's too many twitchy ass nerds on their shit, dude. It's like, oh my god, you just get comboed to infinity, dude. Because like, they know all the little exploits, right? And you're coming in as a noob that hasn't played any fighting games for like two decades.
Dude, I don't know if my hands could take it. I would have to put CBD ointment on my fucking knuckles.
Oh my god, right? Yeah, my hands start cramping after a little while because I haven't gotten my fight stick working yet. I'm still using
right now they're pretty strong because of beating Sekiro last time, but like it's gonna go away. It's gonna go away in a month.
Excessive masturbation too, huh?
That doesn't really do much, Sal. Like, I mean, you should know. I've run tests on you with my penis.
Okay. If that wasn't evident with the innuendo, I don't know.
Well, I just had to make sure that everybody understood. Kat, what about you?
What have you been? Well, I've been. I've been playing Animal Crossing.
I just cut his pickle off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you cut the pickle off.
Just a tip.
I've been playing Animal Crossing, but the RNG in Animal Crossing actually is kind of pissing me off because, you know, you get new items in your shop every day and in various places. Like, I got the downloadable content for Animal Crossing, which is Happy Home Paradise, and it's like you work for a vacation home company and like you design vacation homes for different Animal Crossing characters, and they have a different currency, but every time you go in to work for the day, there are some items like in the office that you can buy. And so there's like several places I can check for new items, and the only way to like get these items are to wait for them to populate in your store. Mm. And then with a lot of items, once you have it once, you can go buy a bunch of them like on your catalog. Not with everything, but with a lot of things you can do that. So
that's just fucking the crook Tom Nook just fucking making artificial scarcity, dude.
Yeah. So I've been looking.
It sounds like you took on another job inside of a video game.
Well, yeah, but like, I mean, it's fun. And like I can go whenever I want and I don't have to like do it all the time.
That sounded a little Stockholm-y there, Kat. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm twice. Fine. But anyway.
Blink twice if Tom Nook is stealing your shells.
I'm looking for a castle wall because the theme I want for my island, I need castle walls to achieve it. And I still haven't found it yet. And it's driving me crazy. And I looked it up to see, like, where does it populate? And I'm doing the right things, but I just have to wait for the RNG to, like, happen for me.
Oh, Jesus.
She's trying to make Sing Sing in her fucking island. Nobody gets off.
Now I'm a little curious. Eddie, what's your RNG like? Do you have any complaints about RNG?
Nope. My RNG's fine.
I was worried. Yeah, mine sucks too. Maybe I was an RNG vampire and didn't know it. But I don't know. Eddie's okay. Then, Your Honor, There is no proof.
Yeah, it's not you.
I've been getting other cool stuff, which I'm not complaining about, but like, I really just want these fucking walls. Anyway, but besides that,
you want to build a wall, Kat? What?
No. Anyway,
she's trying to build a prison.
I played a new game. It's not new, but new to me. Because I was bored one night on the couch and just wanted like a PS5 game to play, but like a short one. So I found a horror indie game called The Sorrow Virus, which was interesting. It took
too soon.
It took like, I want to say, maybe like 15 hours for me to beat it.
That's because you weren't wearing a mask.
I hate you guys. I don't know why I'm not in the joking mood.
I know. Are you okay, Kat?
I'm just trying to tell concerned. My story.
It's only because it's warm. It's warm.
It's hot.
Room.
It's not warm.
It is hot. I'm hot. Dying in here. It's hot. It's hot. And yeah, it took like 15 hours. Apparently it's only part of a bigger thing, but this is the first part that has come out. Mm-hmm. So like it's a game on its own.
Episodic.
But the broader story will mm-hmm. come out as different games. So it doesn't like make a ton of sense right now, but knowing that there's going to be more content later, I'm like, okay, I understand why it doesn't make a whole lot of sense right now. But like Franbo made an appearance in it, so ooh. I thought that was interesting. Franbo, it's another game that
yes I know. I really enjoy the way that like the artwork of that game, and I've played games similar to it, and I put it on my wish list a long time ago, and then I bought it and I really want to play it, but I never did. But it's in my Steam library.
You should play it. It's a very good game. I've played it twice.
I think I will have to play it.
I've played it twice now. It's very good. Yeah, she makes an appearance in it, which I was curious about that. So, you know, I looked up more information. But I still haven't found out if it's the same creator or not. Like, how did they get the rights to have Franbo? And her name is Fran in the game, so I don't know, but
or it could be like a like an homage. Maybe someone really liked that game, so they created it.
Yeah, right.
Her name is still spelled Fran.
No, is that one of those?
Is Franbo one of those point and click?
Yeah,
adventure games. Okay.
Yeah, that's a point and click. Like. But Sorrow Virus is not point and click. It's like a it kind of gave me PT vibes in the way that it's not the same hallway, but you go through one instance of the game from start to finish in about, you know, an hour or two. And then there's like four instances before it's like game over. And there are four different endings that you can get. So every time you come back, so when you do one instance and you finish it, the next time you come back, things are the same, but they change just slightly. And then same time with the third, and then the fourth is like insanity. So everything looks like you're losing your fucking mind. And that's how the game is designed. But I don't want to give away too much. I don't want to like explain what it's about. But if you like horror indie games, and this is kind of like a walking simulator, you know, sometimes you go into a dead end and you have to turn around. And then when you turn back, you have like somewhere to go now. And, you know, there's like spooky noises and things, and there's a story about what the hell is going on. It's very surreal, very like in your head kind of stuff. Timeline is all over the place. So you very much have to play through the whole thing to kind of understand the bigger picture of what's happening. So if you like those kind of games, it was all right.
Give it a shot.
I mean, all right. Yeah, that sounds entertaining. I miss playing games like that. And I miss you guys.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. I mean, we've hung out a couple of times, but it's so different lately. But Eddie. What have you been playing, sir, in Circuit City on your breaks? Because you can't do it while you're on the clock.
No. I haven't been playing anything really.
How dare you?
You know what? I played. Well, I've been playing a lot of Hunt. I just
there you go.
He's worried like about every, what I said earlier.
Yeah,
I
was every like, night
let's
I,
not
I,
talk
yeah, I
about
put in
the
good
same
2 hours.
Thing. Yeah, no, I'm guilty of the same thing. I've been playing.
It's just so addicting.
Way too much. I'm already like 8 levels away from Prestige 10. but I've been trying instead of in my spare time, which certain people know I have a lot of, instead of like playing a quick game, mm-hmm. I've been trying to read.
Oh, very nice.
Trying to grow your brain. Feed the brain.
Good for you.
So, because normally like I just like read when we go to bed. And I don't usually, I get like a chapter in because then my eyes stop working, you know, right? Like, so like.
Wait, what book is that again?
Oh, this is it's called Edge Dancer. It's a really tiny book, as you can see. It's just an interlude between the very large books that I've been reading. Brandon Sanderson, let me see. It's called The Stormlight Archive. I've read The Way of the Kings and Words of Radiance. And the next one is Oathbringer, but this one is an interlude of one of the characters. Now, I want to point out that these books, the big books, are like 1,000+ pages, like The Way of the Kings and Words of Radiance mm-hmm. and Oathbringer. And they're full-size books. Like, this is tiny. This is like 250 pages, yeah, and it's like book. Half the size of the other books are as big as my head. But I really like that. I didn't mean to get on a tangent on that. I just, you asked me what book it was, but it's Brandon Sanderson and Stormlight Archives.
I've been wanting to read more, but I want to read classics like The Count of Monte Cristo and the yeah. Jungle Book, the original Jungle Book. I hear it's
do
pretty
it,
dark.
Man, fucking do it. Oh yeah, dude, a lot of
go support your local library.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
That's get that mean, library I... card.
But going back to the games, you know what? Ever since you mentioned that you started playing Project Zomboid, mm-hmm. I did go back to it and I started playing it again.
And I only played it because you said
hard.
It. Yeah.
It's fucking hard. It's fun, but it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's that. If you don't mind me transitioning, sure. That's what I've been playing. That's the only new game that I played other than Hunt, which we kind of shared, mm-hmm. but is Project Zomboid. And it was really funny because I started like messaging Eddie and immediately and saying like, I can't do this. Why doesn't it work? And he's just like giving me the exact, you know, the exact like here, do this or do this. And it would have worked if I weren't in the tutorial because the tutorial has a bug. So like it's a great game and it's very charming. And I as everybody knows, I like games that have bugs because if they're good enough to keep playing when they have a bug, they're a really good game. I just wish they'd work them out. But in the tutorial, it teaches you how to like do every little thing. and it's like it's stepped out, and you get to the point where they give you a bunch of gear and they give you a shotgun. Previously you had a kitchen knife, you killed a couple of zombies, whatever, you know, they teach you how to do that. And then they give you a shotgun and a backpack and all this gear and stuff that you're not even going to look at because it's the tutorial. You don't have time because as soon as they give you that shit, there's a horde of zombies outside. Right. And, it's a great, I love the concept and it's a great introduction. Like they set you up for death. You're going to die. That's fine. That's a great tutorial. I knew I was going to die. But after I ran out of shells, there was no way to switch back to the kitchen knife. Mm. Like literally none. So like, and he's just like, just it should have already, if it's equipped, it should be in one or two or whatever. There's no, like it has a bug where when, you know, if you right, I think, I don't know if it's you like right click or double, it's right. A right click. It says assign to this or that or whatever. It doesn't have that in the tutorial and it doesn't teach you that in the tutorial. And so it's not
yeah, there's
part
a
of the
lot.
Tutorial.
There is a
so
lot basically, that the tutorial doesn't say.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's like, you told me, I asked you, how do I do this? And it wouldn't work. And I was like, God damn it. Yeah. I was just literally running around, hiding in the forest.
I don't think
like,
it's a bug,
texting
though.
You.
Yeah, I don't think the developers want you running around with that. No, I don't think they want you running around with the shotgun. And
no,
there's so many like
no, but here's the thing, Eddie, in that game. Eddie, no. No. I'm not saying after like the tour. I'm saying yeah. during the tutorial. Eddie, no. I'm fully okay with the fact that that character that you start the tutorial is going to die, and it will die, and it can't not die.
Right.
But I wanted to go down swinging, and I couldn't. I couldn't pull out the knife and kill a few more fucking zombies before I died. So I was annoyed.
I get you.
That's it. That's all. It's not a huge complaint, but like the game, like Eddie said, is it's brutal. It's 7 days on steroids. And I think the reason it's like that, I think you call it a sim.
It's a simulator.
It's a simulator. It's meant to be as realistic as possible. And since they put so much effort into, and not just effort, but there's so much resources that are put into doing that, the graphics are much different than, like, say, 7 Days, which is the first person. And it's starting to get really good HD graphics. But this is more like a third-person overview.
Like The Sims.
Small polygons, like The Sims. Yeah. But since that
it's called proven, isometric.
as isometric proven is a proven way of doing things with like low resources, mm-hmm. graphical wise, they can, you know, bump up their databases and whatever and make all this crazy shit. But I'm going to play it more. I haven't yet. I'm currently bleeding to death, and I've been bitten in a power substation outside of the town, which, and that the only other thing I want to say that I thought was really cool was what I was like, I texted Eddie and I was like, what do I do? Like, what happens when you get bitten? He goes, well, that's pretty much death sentence. And I was like, well, then why am I still playing the game? If I'm dead already, why am I playing the game? And then he said, well, you're going to turn into a zombie. And when you start again in the perpetual world, you can go back and find yourself, kill yourself and take the stuff.
Take your gear.
You're a different. Yeah. You're a different person at that point, but you're playing a different character each time. And I thought that was so fucking cool. Just the idea, the concept that in this little world that's been created, you're like an episode. You're for each character is like an episode in this series that you're like
story. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
That's what came to my mind. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna die here. What would I do? I'm probably going to try to survive as long as I can, maybe collect as much as whatever. And Eddie, I think the advice Eddie gave me was, or maybe you should like lock yourself in a closet.
Like, exactly. Lock yourself in a closet.
Not a bad idea.
That way you don't wander out.
I would never have thought about that, right?
Zombie, like, Samson wandering out in the street. You don't want that.
I think
that's just another zombie like, you got to take down.
I set random chick's name. It was like Ling Ping or something ridiculous. I was like, what the hell is this? But anyways,
yeah, keep playing it, get better, and maybe one day we'll play multiplayer.
Yeah, get good. No, good. I think we should. I think it's a game we should play. I'm trying to get Heather into it, but I don't think she's not really into that isometric like overview type game, so
she's a little more. I think we got spoiled. We got to go back to like simple graphics.
Yeah, we did. We absolutely got spoiled. I don't. It's not the simple. It's not the graphics per se, because she likes games that we play like couch co-op. Like we're playing. Like I guess the graphics are pretty sweet in what's it called? Unraveled. But there are other games that the graphics aren't like amazing. They don't have to be. The graphics have to be amazing just to be fun. I mean, fucking 7 Days to Die. We milked that game for like 10 years. The graphics were never really that good. They still are barely okay at this point. But, you know, yeah. Project Zomboid, for those listening. Sal, Mr. Pickle, do you want to take a quick break or do you want to just jump into the news?
Let's just jump in. We haven't been talking all that long. Yeah. So, Huey Lewis in the news. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Alrighty. So somebody converted a Fisher Price baby's toy.
The Fisher controller. Price.
That's what it is. It's a Fisher Price.
Yes, I know.
Baby controller.
It's the
it's a fully functional controller.
Fisher Price baby's first gamepad, Sal.
So no, you.
That's
you
what take, it's called.
You take a microchip and you attach it to your kid, and you're able to control him with this thing.
It's much better than the tether, the leash. No, it's just a. I think it just makes sound like a kid can just play with it and it makes sound. But someone modified to play a controller.
If you're a gamer dad or mom, you know, when your kid's fucking with you, it's like, hey, I'm trying to play Fortnite. Leave me the fuck alone. And they want the control and they start crying, you know, like, you know, back in the day with your little brothers, or let them play. You
give them the second controller and not plug it in.
Control that's not
those are like
in.
Zoomers yeah. kids, right?
Can so I just say, I feel that. Like if we ever have children, they're going to hate video games because we love them so much. And I hate okay. that.
If we know, were to have had kids, I would have been wrecking face, dude.
I know that Kat's talking little about Petrolino her and her husband, but for some reason, it just sounds like the four of us having kids. If we're ever going to have kids.
Well, and we've never already know. Had
babies.
You'll that's never true. Know. Yeah, I might you have a kid with Sal. But yeah, no, yeah, like seriously, like
that's on my to-do list.
Wait,
having butt babies?
It's like summer number 3 or 4.
Hey. Oh,
God, it's on my to-do list. Have anyways. Babies.
Yep.
Anyways, this guy converted his into an Xbox gamepad.
Yeah, and so the title says that it's been modded to play Elden Ring, but obviously if it's a control gamepad, it can play anything. But
yeah, well, I guess because it's missing two buttons and you have to switch over to a different channel to get the extra two buttons to play to work.
It's slightly harder.
Yeah, so it makes it a little bit harder to play any game. So I guess any game is Elden Ring, right?
Yeah. Well, Elden Ring's not even
if you have to use R1 and R2 like exclusively, right?
Have you guys played Elden Rings?
No,
not yet, but I want to. I want to give it a shot.
My next surprise,
you guys haven't picked it up yet.
Demon Souls, and then I'm going to play Elden Ring.
Elden Ring.
I'm going to play Almond Joy.
Onion rings. Onion rings. Yum.
Yes. Onions.
That's actually good.
I'll take some onion
rings. Red Robin.
Actually,
yeah, baby.
There was this. There was this meme.
Yeah. How you doing? I shared with Devin.
the Elden Pring, and it was someone
Elden
had made,
Pring?
It was the Elden Pring, and someone had made the Elden Ring logo out of Pringles.
God.
It was the Elden Pring. I can't make this shit up.
So now you can play play your games with a kid's toy.
So Warcraft,
you can mod it.
Warcraft Arclight Rumble is a new mobile game.
That is hard to Blizzard. Say.
That's clap, it is. Bartlight.
Excuse me? What is happening right now?
Warcraft what are you Arclight.
That's clap, larp,
like, what are you saying to me right now?
Rumble.
Or WAR for short, because the acronym is WAR. Jesus. Warcraft Arclight Rumble. No, I'm sure.
Ass clap. Larp.
Okay, so
this isn't an STD.
Yeah.
No, it is. It is. It absolutely is an STD. But it's a new mobile game by Blizzard that looks like every other fucking mobile game out there. So it honestly looks like a version of Clan Wars. I don't remember what it's called. Not Clan Wars, the regular one where you have just like the overview of your base, your kingdom. But there was one where we had like tower-ish, defense-ish kind of, they call it a fucking tower offense in the video, but like it's basically like that from what I can tell. And there was no shortage of terrible puns during the presentation.
Of course.
I feel like, and I'm just going to put this out there. I feel like the presentation, that several minute video that we watched is going to be way better than the game actually is.
Well, they kind of had to, right?
Because they spent more time on that than they did on the game.
They have to put it out tongue in cheek, considering it's a mobile game. And the last time they tried,
you guys don't have phones? Mobile game.
Yeah. Okay, listen.
They got shit on for months, dude. So they kind of had to
put this shit on some more. We can shit on him some more. Blizzard sucks now, man.
I couldn't get through the presentation. It was just cringe.
It was cringy. But
I mean, it was like the Nintendo keynote where they were doing the Wii music. Sorry. Yeah, that was just cringy.
Bing, bing, bing.
Sorry,
Sal. I'm apprehensive about mobile games in general. Like, I don't want to but I am.
There's a lot of great mobile games, though. Like, if you go on the Apple Arcade, there's a lot of great mobile games.
Okay, there is one I've seen. I'm sorry to change the subject.
No, go ahead.
But there's one I've been getting ads for that I'm actually kind of interested in. It's called Evertail, and it seems like this kind of like
old Pokemon style. Hold on.
It's a fake one?
All right.
No, keep going. Keep going.
It looks like, I mean, the trailers I've been seeing have like creepy music, and it makes it seem scary and like cutesy little sprites like get devoured by a monster and then blood sprays everywhere in like this cute sprite looking way. And right. I'm like, what the hell is this? What am I looking at? Because the advertising for mobile games is like crazy wackadoodle. Like sometimes
What I'm saying. Like you'll get things that are nothing like the game. It's just
You gotta also be careful. They're not like Bitcoin mining games where you're playing the game and they're just using your
GPU
cycles to.
I want to download this game, but like I'm afraid that if it's free, it's gonna be garbage.
Do you have an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
There's a game called Apple.
Yeah.
There's gross. A game called Fantasian.
Where they belong.
Fantasian.
Yeah. It's exclusively for the iPhone, and it's on the Apple Arcade.
It's
about $5 a month.
What's that Chicken Run one that's like Frogger? That one's good.
Yeah, it's an RPG game, like the old school Final Fantasy games, like 7, 8, 9. Beginning to end, no microtransactions, nothing. It's just a pure game, and it's made by the original developers of the Final Fantasy series, so a lot of the music, a lot of the writing is just top notch and so good.
Awesome.
I highly recommend it.
Cool, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I like recommendations because mobile games scare me, so I like hearing.
Yeah, it's probably the only mobile game I've fully enjoyed since ever.
I was gonna say since ever.
No, I mean there's a lot of games I've enjoyed, but this is an actual game that I enjoy.
Tower defenses when I'm like on an airplane. Yes.
I play a coloring app when I'm like super bored. And it's very enjoyable.
We were just talking about that, like not being able to do art anymore or having the passion to do it.
So speaking of that, Sal, we have a calendar. It's like one of those big wall calendars. It's all white, black and white, but around the edges it's basically like a coloring book. It's got like different patterns and designs, and Heather bought a thing of like pseudo professional markers, and just like whenever we feel like it, if we wake up in the morning or like in the, you know, on a break from work or whatever, or coming back from the shitter, just color in one of the flowers or one of the vines or one of the things. It's been a nice distraction. It's helped. That plus
relaxing.
It is. I kind of miss art. My art lately, when I do create stuff, it's like this. It's like it's creating something rather than drawing or painting. But I miss painting. I mean, right there, that's the behind the couch monster.
Yeah.
That's Nermal's. I painted that a long time.
I'm cross-stitching right now, which is, I mean, it feels like painting kind of, but you know, there's a pattern I'm following, but it's very relaxing. And when it starts to come together, it feels like it's like a painting coming.
It's a creation, creating stuff. That's why I love doing this show. That's why we do this
we create dookies every other week.
Yeah. We create pickles. We create pickle sals.
Has nothing to do with art.
From our anus.
Cheek clap.
Is she clay?
Barp light.
Are you having a stroke? Are you okay?
Yeah, pretty much.
The ESL coming out.
Yeah. To kind of regularly schedule program.
ESL.
Another Latino militant man. I bet you, like, nobody knows what the shit that is, dude. It sucks. It makes me sad. If you like John Leguizamo and you don't know what that is, it's, you hurt me deeply. Anyways, I don't know, man. Jesus Christ.
Well, we could go away from the Blizzard thing. We're done with that. It's terrible.
I don't know. It's going to have a lot of microtransactions. Blizzard. They say that it's not going to have loot boxes, but it's going to have loot boxes. Dude. Dumb.
What was that card game that they came out with?
Hearthstone.
Is that still a thing?
It is. Yeah. Yeah, it's still very popular.
I haven't played it.
It's for people who can actually buy shit. If you're free to play on that game, you're not getting no fucking wear, dude.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's not. It's not pay to win. It's pay to play. Like, because it's sort of close to, whereas EVE Online is pay to lose.
Fuck that game. Anyways, Subli shared a Kingdom Hearts celebration of 20 years. They have a Tamagotchi. Yeah. That shit looks cool.
Now you can kill your favorite character. Lie,
I want a Tamagotchi that'll just shit everywhere, that was the most annoying thing about them. Just having to clean up their shit every 10 minutes, dude. It's like, oh, just fucking die already, you little.
You know, they also do.
You're in class. You're in class and you hear. Bling. Fuck.
You know, they also do Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy because they're both Square Enix. They like to do these art pieces for each other's anniversaries. So I believe this last art piece that came out is Final Fantasy VII Remake celebrating Kingdom Hearts anniversary. And it's Cloud Strife with a Keyblade, but in like the remake style. Which I like that they do that. It's fun to see. No, I'm sorry. It's Sora with a Keyblade in the Kingdom Hearts universe, but in the style of Final Fantasy VII Remake.
I thought you were talking about that Tifa statue where she's doing that pose.
That pose.
A fighter from King of the Fighters, from the newest one, where she's basically like she has her butt up in the air, kind of doing the splits, and her lower half, she's crawling.
I appreciate
like really
how you
low.
Tried to get your pickle up there in the back. I saw that.
At my age, I'm
do
glad
that again.
Pickle gets
do
up
that
there.
Again. It's your pickle. The back end of your pickle was going up. You went the other way.
Did it go up?
What? Yeah, go back. Watch. No, lean down like this. Forward. Yeah. See, now you can twerk. You can twerk the pickle and just do it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, my age, I'll break the twerk.
Yeah, don't break it.
That statue is like over $1,000, isn't it?
Yeah, it's $899, dude.
For a statue.
Nutbags.
It's an amazing statue.
I bet you this one is worth something.
Oh, you're...
No, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. No, not so much anymore because everybody hates Blizzard, so...
That's a lot of money to this broke ass bitch.
It's priceless to me. The guy that gave it to me was like, because I was working for him and he wasn't paying me, and he was just like, you know, you can sell it on eBay for probably like, you know, a few hundred bucks. And I was like, I'm not gonna fucking sell it on eBay. It's gonna go in my studio and it's gonna be there permanently and forever. And it's still there and I'm still proud of it. It's still
cool
awesome.
Statue.
Just because Blizzard sucks now. I mean, this to me represents a different time in Blizzard.
Better days.
So, yeah.
Because I remember times. The days where everybody shut up about what was happening in Blizzard.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah, but even back then, dude, there was always horror stories.
I get that, Sal, but I still listen to Michael Jackson, okay? Like... Just because he's a child molester.
That's because you give out Jesus juice to everybody that comes to visit you. Hey, you want a drink?
And you still listen to Static X. So do I. So, like, it's not...
Hey, I thought he was acquitted at that.
He thought he was acquitted. I don't care if you're accused, you're accused. But anyways.
Like the girl had a fake ID or some shit.
The point is that
the point is we're gonna talk about Eve Online now.
Okay, no. give me 1 minute, 60 seconds. Someone put a timer up. Literally, spreadsheets in space just got access to actual spreadsheets in space, and Microsoft Excel is now going to be integrated into Eve Online. So spreadsheets in space.
Time's up. But
you have to pay for Excel, don't you? Like if you have.
I think there are free versions of it.
You think Google would have done that with
their, and I would imagine imagine that if yeah, no, because Google Docs has, you know, Google Sheets.
Completely. Does that mean I would imagine that any
no, well, you know, I did, I she refuses to play it, but then when I told her that, she's like, well, I could like be your data analyst if you want, and I was like but
and
no,
that's how like, they so, get you
yeah that's no how, seriously these, it is
the SQL it people is. And and the accountants say, hey, guess what? You can do spreadsheets in here now, huh? Eh?
Dude, I get stream sniped so much. If you stream Eve and, I don't know, you have a punchable face, I guess, you get stream sniped like forever in a day. But anyways, what else we got in the news?
We had the... Oh, so they're finally deciding to launch Dead Space, which is going to be January 27th.
The remake, January next
year.
27th.
You know, did you notice that a lot of games got delayed till next year?
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of games that were supposed to come out next month.
Starfield
month
got delayed recently,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Starfield next year, maybe around March. There was another like a survival horror zombie game, kind of like what's the name of that fucking? I have it on my desktop. No, I don't. They got Seven delayed days. Till next year as well. No, Zelda it was
delayed.
It's a Ubisoft game where
Ubisoft. Yeah. Oh, Dying Light.
What the name is? No. Well, it's similar to Dying Light, right? It fuck. What's the name of the game?
Metro. Metro.
No. Anyways,
who makes it?
Ubisoft. It's a role simulator game that I played a lot.
Role simulator?
Yeah. I can't remember what the name of the fucking
Dark game Souls.
Is. Ubisoft game.
Cat is getting old, none
gonna
of get our worse. Shit right now.
We're gonna, it's like... going to get worse as we get older.
Cat's done.
But anyways, there's a ton of fucking games that got delayed till next year.
The Division. And, no.
The Division. Yes, that's the Division. So basically, it's a Division 2, but it's
I
more
okay, there were awesome.
Alzheimer's.
In that game.
The Division.
Yeah,
I never played the first one.
The guy I used to work with really a couple jobs ago, he played a lot of it, but I could never get into it. And even him talking about it every day, I never got the impression that it was a zombie game.
Hmm.
Well, they have like infected areas and shit where there's some coked out crackheads that are infected with the whatever virus like has been killing.
It's just like,
but anyways, like, it's finally going to come out, Dead Space. Hopefully it doesn't have microtransactions.
Right. Holy shit. To unlock the final
just put the
ending.
Fucking death knell on that fucking series, considering they were selling the real endings and shit for $10.
That's terrible. That's
oh my god.
Fucking horrible.
EA is a dick.
EA is one of the worst fucking companies for microtransactions in existence.
I have an acquaintance that works at EA, and I kind of shit talk them because of it.
Hey, Kat, obviously let's talk more after the show.
Yeah, anyways, like he makes a great living, stay, and I'm jealous. But also, it's meeting. EA.
I need you to stay after this meeting. After this meeting's over, Kat, and we'll talk about
it. So, they some leaked images of the rumored Silent Hill game started showing up on.
I'm seeing a pattern though. She used to have a friend at Blizzard too. Now is EA gonna die?
Well, I had a friend at Blizzard. I have an acquaintance at EA.
Oh, okay. Okay. Don't become a friend with the acquaintance then, because, or no, you should. Let's make it our, we will destroy EA. Kat will become a friend with this person who infiltrate EA, like the... and they will die. Just like Blizzard is dying now.
So they leaked rumored Silent Hill images. It looks like they're just preliminary drawings. There's no in-game shots or anything like that. It's just concept art.
Yeah, no money shots.
It's cool, though.
They look cool.
That's promising. Yeah, it's promising.
But here's the thing. They could be old concept art, right? From the original one, which is the one that...
Are you saying not someone's come back trying from. To pull well, the hool? The
hool set to be from eyes? 2020, the images.
Yeah, that's like 10 years ago, Kat.
That's said. It's said. It's not confirmed.
It's said. Right? Nothing said. Is all this confirmed.
Shit, all this shit could be from the said. Old Silent Hill game that they're just resurfacing right now, right? Or somebody leaked it.
Maybe.
Also, who knows if it's Silent Hill?
Could be Silent Hill.
They just think it's Silent Hill.
It's like the
could
Schwartz.
Be Quiet Mountains.
Or the Shining.
Yeah.
It could be the Shining.
Please not. Can't say it because it's copyright.
It's the Shinin.
It's Silent Hills.
Silent Hills.
But I thought Konami stars.
Yeah, is Konami
Murmur? Back? It's Murmur Mounds.
Are they developing games again, or is that
for all we know, that could be a fucking pinball game or pachinko game and shit.
So
Silent Hills, the pachinko game,
possibly, yeah.
Kat.
So when?
Yeah.
Do you have meetings during the day with your job where you have to be on camera like this?
No.
Oh God, I'm the only one. It's an interesting thing.
Because you have to put clothes on?
Yeah, I have to put clothes. I don't.
From waist up.
Yeah. Well, I wear sleeves. I wear sleeves during my meetings at my new job because I feel like the culture is similar to where I used to work at AAA.
Well, you're also in charge of people now, so you gotta look like a boss.
No, I'm not. I'm not a manager of people, but
you're not?
No, I'm like this weird offshoot. I'll explain that later. That's not part of the show. But the point I wanted to
they keep in the closet.
Yes. So a lot of people out there during the remote pandemic started working remotely. And you have Zoom calls that like Heather also has like, you know, Teams calls or whatever, video calls all the time. Like, you know, that's the meeting thing. And I find myself, it's weird. Like during this, we're doing a show, I'm recording it and people are going to watch it later. I'm mostly watching myself and I watch myself half the time to make sure that I'm presentable. And then the other half is like, when somebody is hilarious, right? But then when you're in a meeting with like 10 different people, you start thinking, well, you can't really tell who's looking at what.
Some right.
people staring at me, or maybe I'm just staring at somebody, but it's like weird because like, if you were in a meeting in a real meeting in a room, you would be looking at the presentation, right?
Yeah.
Or if you're like, if you have like a circle of people you're talking, you'd be looking at the person talking.
Dude, could you imagine if one of them was like an old vato loco and he's like, hey fool, you looking at me, Chris?
Yeah, but they can't tell. No one can tell. You can't tell if I'm looking at you right now, Sal, or if I'm looking at Eddie, or if I'm looking at Kat, because we're not in the same room. And I guess the point I wanted to point out about this whole remote thing, and that I love where our show how our show has evolved because of it. But like, that's the one thing that's missing, right? Because I could be staring at a video game over here, or I could be staring at an article, or I could be looking at my phone. If I'm holding it right here, you can't see my hand. I could be looking at my phone right now because it's just, well,
just assume everybody's violently masturbating underneath.
Well,
the cameras.
I could be,
because that's probably what they're doing.
But like, but
that's some angry masturbating.
He said violently.
Dude, you could do that without moving your upper body, dude. You know?
No, no, violently that has takes... to. Anyways, the point I'm saying is
that's like you don't show the that's what they do in yoga. You don't show the storm in your face, right? It's all in your mind.
But it's different when you're performing because we are to an extent performing.
Well, you know, puppetry of the penis is, you know. You gotta...
Anyway, that was a tangent on my part.
Nintendo is looking for people for their next Switch. We started opening up discussions and hiring people to work on NVIDIA stuff for them.
That's probably like 5 years away at the least. Fuck,
no, they're seriously going to make another Switch.
The Switch is already
They had the Wii and then the Wii 2. Oh, what? It's already what?
The Switch is already dated, dude.
It was dated when it came out. Yeah. What Eddie said. Like, literally. That's what everybody's thinking right now. Eddie and I said it at the same time. That was not rehearsed. Yeah. That was not rehearsed. That was literally just how we feel. Jinx, you got to buy me a Coke.
The new OLED
it's one. It's in the vending machine in the break room, shit. Eddie. Just go over there. Yeah.
Over there. Yeah. The break room is right there.
Yeah. But I don't see you going to the break room buying me Coke, bro.
I'll do it this afternoon.
If they do come out with it within the next like 2-3 years, it's going to piss off a lot of people, especially if you bought that OLED
one. But I did see an article saying that the Nintendo Switch is like one of the most popular
consoles. Yeah, it sold very well, but is there really any games coming out?
It's as of today, it's outsold the PS4 in the United States. Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Maybe because of price, it's cheap.
The price is also really cheap. Yeah, it's also really good
if you have kids.
The reason it's really good if you have kids. Very well is because of the pandemic.
My niece loves her Switch. Okay, so my niece, Wailea, will call Heather during the day randomly to tell her what she did in Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm. And I'll be sitting here working or playing or doing something, and I'll just hear them talking to each other in the other room about Breath of the Wild, and she'll be like, I have to go, I have a meeting now. And then my younger niece,
shouldn't you be at school?
The other day, the niece that's like three, so that niece is like
that niece needs to already be working.
Yeah, that niece is nine, but the other niece is like
four or something.
I was sitting here, and then Heather comes running over to my door, and she says that the younger niece just called me and said that you haven't called Gammy lately, and then like she said goodbye and hung up. And literally,
dude, that kid's gonna murder somebody.
She told her grandma, I'm going to call Auntie Heather.
And then did it.
These kids are scary, man. I don't understand.
She didn't fucking lie, right?
No.
Why are you guys surprised?
I wasn't there when she said that. She said that to her grandma, and then she told Heather, you haven't called Gammy yet.
That's funny. Kids are weird, especially nowadays with they're growing up technology, with so much more technology, dude. It's like
and the
second
Switch,
nature to them. They come out of the womb with an iPhone in their hand,
yes,
fucking exactly. Doing Snapchats and shit.
And I feel like the Switch. I said earlier that the Switch is great for kids, but it's also not right. Like it's creepy how young they just instantly adapt to it. Right. It took us years.
It's creepy because we're not used to it. Right. It's to them. It's going to be a different story. Right. When they're adults, they're going to be like, you guys use toilet paper. What about the three shells? The three seashells. Huh?
Most of us are all fucking technical people. And it's weird, man.
Yeah. My friend's 8-year-old son, I think for Christmas, they just got him like a light up keyboard. And when I went over there last time, he knows I like video games. So he's like, come check out my keyboard. And then he showed me and he went directly to the settings of the keyboard, like the software of the keyboard, and said, look at all these different things I could do, and like made it do like different patterns, different colors, like all of these things. And I was like, what the fuck? You're 8.
No, that's autism.
No, no, he's not. No.
Right? Like, it's crazy. That's just like
they call it idiot savant.
It's like the default. No, everybody's, all the kids these days are like born with the default technology now, right? Like they all know how to use the smartphone.
All the microplastic in their bloods.
The other three of us, the oldies, we learned how to like use, you know, DOS in our you know, what,
yeah, DOS preteens. Early when I started teens. Drinking in my preteens.
Early teens, yeah.
DOS boot.
DOS boot. Anyways.
But yeah, it's gonna be a real like crazy shit within the next 20 years, how younger the kids are and how more adept at.
But also, like also it could be, you know, eventually we're going to hit a revolution or a renaissance, if you will, of video games. I think we'll hit that at some point because of this that's going on, right? We're going to come out with, there are going to be games that are more interesting, or we're going to end up with more fucking Fortnites.
It's going to be that one scene in Back to the Future where he's in the future and he does that. Was it that lone gunman or something, mm-hmm. that Wild West game? And the kid was like, you got to use your hands for this?
That's stupid. Right.
Exactly. We got anything else in the news?
Yeah, we got the Netflix Resident Evil dropped their trailer.
And it's going to suck.
Why? It's like, it's...
Why?
They went straight to like the world apocalypse, right? Instead of building it up slowly. It's supposed to be Resident Evil like early
Raccoon City, man.
Yeah, but no, this is the whole world. I see a picture of Big Ben and the world's devastated and shit.
Oh yeah, it should have been like that. It should have been like I think Sal said was like it's about like The Walking Dead, like early The Walking Dead. That would have been a better way to go.
Yeah, just make it smaller, just Raccoon City.
Yeah, whatever
City,
happened
early,
to like,
early
just...
infection.
Or just the mansion. Tell the mansion.
Yeah, or just
story,
the mansion,
or,
yeah.
Or like Resident Evil 7, you know, where it's just in a house.
Yeah.
That shit's fucking
and
scary.
That was like one of the better games too. True. I think in a lot of opinions.
Absolutely.
The scariest. One of the scariest.
Mm-hmm.
Well told.
Yeah, I think so. I think it should
difficult.
Be more like that. Because when you go on
yeah,
that
it
global
should have just
scale,
been the mansion one, yeah.
It's just
yeah, like plus it looks like they're going overboard on CGI again, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, there's movies and shows out there already that are doing it better.
Here's what they probably, that's why they did it, is they saw the Army of the Dead,
yeah,
and they
which wasn't that
well,
good, by the way.
Yeah, well, it's still a lot of people fucking saw that movie, dude. A lot. They said make something similar to that. So basically, they got yeah. there. Somebody Eddie, has a hard on for a giant spider in the movie.
Eddie knows so when someone says, "Hey, can you make a logo movie. That looks like this logo?"
Mm-hmm. Don't even get me started.
fucking hate that, right?
Triggered.
That's why
hey,
I don't
can
do logos.
Use the font that they use.
That's why logos. I don't do. Absolutely, don't do logos.
That's our creative director.
Can you do
everybody.
It for free?
Can you?
Oh my god, you charge money? Come on, man.
I'm going to give you exposure.
Or yeah. Or
my bills with
hey, that's how I got Eddie, you. Though. He's getting exposure. That's it.
Or they try to undercut you. It's like, you only worked on this for 20
never
hours
again.
And you want that much?
Yeah.
Like, bitch.
Don't ever do spec work, guys.
Nope.
Don't enter contests with your fucking graphic design artwork. Don't do
everything
that.
In writing, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Everything contracts. In writing.
Contracts. Write it down. That's how you make money. That's why we're still doing this podcast, because we are able to make money somehow. Not the podcast. I mean individually.
Just, I sell my soul.
I was like, what?
This podcast makes $0. It's negative. But,
we like the cursy words and the potty humor too much to.
Yeah,
I'm gonna trick
make
on the
money. I think
I'm gonna find
I'm
some
just here for the pickles.
We need to get on Netflix. That's where the money is. You can curse on Netflix.
Netflix
is going under, dude.
We watched Discovery. No, that wasn't Netflix. That was Prime. Never mind.
I feel like the formula is you have to make content that's that's usable to a broad audience, so like less cursy words. And then when you get popular, you can start using the cursy words.
Yeah, we're gonna keep using the cursy words though.
Oh, I know. I can't censor myself.
There goes against.
I saw a meme earlier, and it was like, "I'm sorry, I can't talk without cursing." Like it's just
sentence like, emphasis.
I say fuck a lot. I just do. I just can't not. And I'm a very honest person, and probably So like, I don't know. Curse words are great. I think we need to embrace them more. I really liked that special on Netflix. They're not sponsoring us, but with Nicolas Cage about curse words. About swear words. It's beautiful.
And then we have the Indie World
Nicolas Cage, come be on our show. I don't know why, but you should.
You probably show up. Don't do that, dude.
Like so many, we're going to say Nicolas Cage three times. I would totally
interview Nicolas Cage. The phone I would love Nicolas Cage to show up. I'd
love to interview Nicolas Cage. He's an amazing
dude. He's human the man.
I fucking love Cage. But
Cage, please come on the show.
Yeah, no, like his career never went away, bruh. He's been making movies. There was one of the, it was called like Willie something. Oh my God, there was a movie. I said it on a show a long time ago. I'll figure it out later. Maybe I'll link
dude,
it.
Dude, listeners, if you got a connection to Nick Cage, shout that boy out. Be like, go on.
He was doing the Christian movie circuit for a while though. I don't know.
That's fine. He could be Christian.
He could be Christian and come behind on the show.
Or the Rapture movies care. That he did for a while.
I enjoyed that Rapture movie.
Eddie's like heavily Catholic, and we let him on the show.
I'm just Catholic. I'm not a practicing Catholic.
He's just I'm Catholic too.
Catholic. I don't know why. Because I'm heavily Mexican.
Yeah,
that's beaten into you kind of at an early age.
If I said I was Mexican to my mom, she'd probably beat me. The chancla.
You're not Catholic enough.
Mm-hmm.
So she did. It was really funny though. A long time ago, when we each ordered the camarones a la diabla at a Mexican restaurant nearby one of our apartments, and they ask you what kind of tortillas do you want, and to ask her first because she's the matron, obviously. She said corn, and they asked me, and I said flour, and she said it's because you're white.
Yep. How dare you? Oh, always get corn tortillas. Always. Unless it's a quesadilla, always get corn.
Unless it's a fucking flauta or something. you eat everything with corn tortillas unless you're making something.
You get my mom on the show.
I think the only time I get flour tortillas is from El Pollo Loco. Because I get the pollo bowl and I like to build like a little burrito with the flour tortillas, make a burrito. And they're bigger. But any other time, corn tortillas.
Corn tortillas.
For sure.
Well, I like corn tortillas on street tacos.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
corn tortillas.
I don't think they give you an option, though, at street tacos.
Yeah.
They don't offer flour.
I like at home, we usually have corn tortillas, and I like throwing them on the... I'll just... eat them like you just throw them on the fucking burner until they turn like a few little black brown mm-hmm. spots on them and then just eat them. But I don't know, I like flour tortillas overall more, but it's maybe because I like quesadillas and burritos and flautas. So I don't know.
Yeah, Andrew like only eats flour tortillas if he has a choice because he's fucking white.
Well, they're delicious. Yeah, but
I would agree,
they're also the more fatty ones.
They are, and that's why it tastes great, dude. Like, oh, you make it like
you get the healthy ones that come with flax seeds.
Yeah, you can get flax seeds, or like wheat ones.
Yeah.
Well, that's what when we get tortillas now, we usually get the keto friendly ones. But they're not that great, but they're all right.
All right,
they're better.
But anyways, Indie World Showcase for Nintendo Switch, and they had some games, but. Do you think there would be more embracing of indie games on Nintendo,
I like that.
Right?
I think the one that stood out for me was that Elec Head.
that was an interesting one.
it had a little bit of like educationalness to it where it worked with like the conduction of electricity. So
what
you're
the
like,
fuck? Are you trying to teach me something while I play my fucking video game?
God
what the
damn it, Sal.
What bullshit is this? If I want to learn shit, I'll use that Mavis Beacon typing tutor or something. Fuck.
Oh, you know what though? I want Cult of the Lamb.
Hey.
That is
LeVar would be sad for you right now, Sal. You gotta learn.
That's reading. Shit. That's reading books. Okay. You read books. You don't learn shit.
You got eaten by silverfish, poor guy. I still use him as a bookmark. I love LeVar Burton.
Like, I think my top three on that was Cult of the Lamb, Gunbrella, which is Gunbrella. Like a Enter the Gungeon.
I want to play
Gunbrella. Which, of course, is Devolver.
Yep. Devolver Digital.
And then, it looked like most of the games were Devolver games.
And Ooblets, just because Ooblets it's like that cozy adorable. Kind of game.
When mm-hmm. I saw Ooblets, I thought Kat would love this game because it's adorable.
Yeah, it's adorable, Ooblets. It's cozy, but it's also kind of off the wall. And like, it kind of salts your eyes with how fucking colorful it is. But, you know, I'm down.
So you were playing Gato Roboto recently.
Yeah, dude, that game is fucking cool, dude.
That's also Revolver Digital.
Gato Roboto.
Kitty cats.
Oh, wait.
I love cats.
I think these guys were the Ooblets people were in a controversy like a while ago.
No! Yeah! No!
What you talking about, Willis?
Does that mean I can't play Ooblets?
No, I think it's...
I don't want to support controversy.
I love you, Kat. I love you, Sal Pickle. And hey, Eddie Fire Dog.
Super random. I'm trying to learn Japanese, and I just learned how to count.
Do you think you're turning
from
Japanese?
Like? I really think so.
Turn Japanese.
Ichiban.
Yeah,
so you can count from one to.
They made.
I can count from 1 to 100.
I can count to 3. I think in Japanese.
Ichi ni san.
Yeah, that's it.
Yonko roku. Nana, Hachi, Kyu, Ju. That's 1 through 10.
Not bad.
Did you just call me a Jew?
Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah.
And then it gets easier because if you know 1 through 10, you can get all the way up to 99. And then 100 is something different. 100 is Hyaku. But,
did you just call me a Hyaku?
A Wahoo? But yeah, like the teens are 10 plus whatever the number. Mm. So 10 is Ju and 1 is Ichi. So it's Juichi, Juni, Ju-san, Ju-yon, Ju-go.
That's not that hard.
And then when you get to 20, 20 is whatever the first number is. So for 20, it's 2. So that's Ni. And then Ju. For 0 for like the 10. So Niju. And then you go Niju Ichi, Niju Ni, Niju San.
Oh, so the 0 is still there. So like they just add the other number. Interesting.
Yeah. So it's really easy if you know 1 through 10. But I haven't gone past 100 yet. Because I'm trying to practice like 1 through 10 every day until it's like in there.
The girl went to that book can't count.
I went to that Bonnie place near your house, Kat. It was really good.
The which
don't
one?
Go to the, don't go the, to the Korean barbecue
place. Don't go Korean barbecue. But...
Oh, Bo sandwich.
Oh, Bo nice. Sandwiches. I haven't been to that one yet, but the pho place. By...
I like Bonnie. I really like Bonnie.
There's also
a traditional Mexican candy store right in the same little parking lot.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to check it out next time. Yeah, dude. They had like traditional handmade... Mexican candies in there. Like if I can find some guava candies, dude.
Oh, dude. The donutery. So Heather likes the malasadas. They're like jelly. They're like cream filled, sugar coated donuts. And she likes the pineapple coconut one, but they have a guava one now. And I was like,
yeah, I love guavas. Not being able to go to my like cousins' houses and shit and just picking guavas just off of the trees, guava, dude, it sucks.
I love guava. Dude, I think we need to wrap it up, B.
Are we doing cats versus pickles before we wrap up?
I think we will unwrap before we wrap up. I'm gonna turn my filter off because this thing's gonna drive me crazy. You gotta get to see at the end of every Strength of Gaming episode, you can see the shitty
your shitty room.
My shitty room.
Sam lives like a fucking hoarder.
Yeah, video set. I do, but like barely, like just barely on the see video.
So Samson and I are the only ones that have these because we're the only ones obsessed right now. But we both have a ton of them.
I haven't opened one in
a while.
After Kat said, "Hey,
Kat versus Pickles. We need some. We need to get you some crack speckle."
I also have this box.
I bought the fucking display box.
I also have this box
of Kat versus Pickles. Okay.
There's like 12 of them that come in that box.
So,
I gave some away to coworkers. I've opened a few on stream, but I haven't streamed in a while, so.
Is there like different themes to those, or is it just one?
No, there's a lot.
Like a Halloween version and stuff like that.
No, there's a few different ones.
There's different collections, but this is the one that's out at the moment.
This one, I think, get some of those because like when we open them all up, we can just chuck them at the cats when they're fucking around.
Yeah, you can.
The little bean bags, right?
Little bean bags.
They're little bean bags.
This is Cleocatra. She's one of my favorites of like the few that I've opened so far. She's a little Egyptian black key cat gold.
And this is my pickle that I opened last. You know what they should do? Whatever I open now is going to replace this guy.
Put rare premium ones in the boxes. Like, if you want to collect them all, give us all your money, bitch.
Pickles in general are more rare.
Yeah, they are. Cats. I have not gotten a pickle yet, and I've opened about three, I think.
I've only gotten one.
That's the thing, dude. It's really hard to find a good pickle nowadays.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, you're never going to find a pickle like Sal. Yeah. Never.
Does he get flaccid pickles?
All right, are we getting cats or pickles? What do you guys think? Cast your vote. I'm opening.
Pickle.
Cat. I'm going to say pickle for cat.
Pickle for me. Okay.
Cat. I'm going to let her open it first, and then we'll...
It's going to be a cat.
Okay.
Pickle.
Let's find out.
Pickle.
She already switched it, dude. I already saw it. She switched it.
Oh, that's a pickle. That's a pickle. It's a pickle. And it's rare pickle. And
no, it's Felicia. This is what Felicia. I wanted.
You gotta throw it away.
Throw this away is the one I've been Felicia. Hunting for.
This Felicia. This was not rigged.
Oh my god.
We did not do this 100 times. We didn't do this 100 times.
It's Felicia. Bye.
We didn't do this 100 times. I promise you.
Eddie doesn't know why I need Felicia. So,
I have no idea. I know that. I called it.
No. Okay, but Kat, you have to understand there is one thing that I have an ability to do, and I can impart the RNG upon people if I
have
wish
good
to.
RNG.
Oh my God.
And you heard me beforehand. I said it was going to be a pickle. And you got a pickle. And it wasn't just any pickle.
You get a pickle.
It was the pickle that you wanted.
It was the pickle.
It was the pickle.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. You're going to get a cat.
I'm going to get a cat.
You're going to get a cat.
Is a cat in here? Okay, there's a cat in here. I don't use scissors.
And I'm bad at this. So maybe you'll get a pickle. But I think cat. Oh, my God. I'm so excited, guys.
It's a cute cat.
It's a cat.
Cute.
It's got a little heart. It's got a little heart. What is this cutie? He's cute. What is it? It says Princess Pretty Paws. Oh my God.
Princess Pretty Paws.
She's my new favorite.
That.
You know, I used to wrestle under that moniker when I was in high school.
Princess Pretty Paws is holding a heart and she's got a little circlet. It's a tiara. I'm sorry. That's a tiara.
That's your
tiara.
Spirit animal right there,
this
Samson.
Princess Pretty Paws is my spirit animal.
That's spirit
animal. That's racist, Kat. You can't say that anymore.
Why is that racist?
But what is that on her butt?
It's the Cats versus Pickle logo.
Oh, the Cats versus Pickle logo. It is. It is on the back of Cleocatra. I didn't see that before.
Yeah, it's on the back of all of them.
Damn, Kat,
you know, that's how the triad used to mark their hookers.
I got the pickle,
by giving them tattoos.
I don't remember seeing Princess Pretty. Oh, I see her here. It comes with like a pamphlet.
Yeah.
Where you get to see
Princess,
all the different ones.
Pretty paws. This is me.
Puppies, be nice.
Be nice, puppies.
Be nice.
I think.
Yeah, good girl.
That was epic, dude. That was
like dude, epic I can't believe end. I got Felicia. I thought I was gonna have to search forever. And I got her.
It sounds like I call shenanigans.
Dude.
Look at his pickle face. Look at his pickle
He's
face.
He's not amused.
He's not amused. He not calls shenanigans.
It's like, what is this it's fucking like, stupid garbage pickle kids shit? Are better.
I can't. You're not wrong. But I love Princess Pretty Paws.
Eddie Spaghetti.
That's Eddie Spaghetti. Eddie Vargas right there. That's Eddie Spaghetti.
Oh, I have a Freddy Spaghetti.
Yeah. There he is.
Freddy Spaghetti. Right on.
Tomato. He's a kitty cat.
Yeah. And he's got a little skitty.
All righty. We went over a little bit there, guys. But thank you, everybody, for listening and or watching. I definitely recommend that you watch on YouTube Strength in Gaming because it's way more amusing now.
And we're you get the in pickle.
The video age, mm-hmm. but you can still listen to us on all of your favorite, devices. And if we don't describe something enough for you in detail for the audio side, please let us know. Info@strengthandgaming.com Just
you can Google Strength in Gaming.
Google Strength in Gaming.
Ramsey's pickle is number one.
That was brown eyes. Good night, you motherfucking nerds from Princess Pretty Paws.
From Felicia. Goodbye.
And Felicia. Bye.
And Pickle Sal.
And Pickle Sal. And Eddie motherfucking Vargas.
Yeah. I got Felicia. Now it's just fun from here. Like, I don't have to worry about it.
Goals have been met.
Thank you so much to all the nerds that listened. You can find us at strengthengaming.com or email us at info@strcast.com. I just really close up pickle.
Do some pickle
with some juicy lips.
That's a really close up pickle.
that's some butthole lips.
Or I mean,
the skin on your lips is the same skin on your butthole.
I
would literally the same
it.
Skin.
It's the same literally. Skin. Literally.
They share the same skin. Like. From all the way up here, all the way down there.
They're connected. They're connected.
That's true. They are. They are connected.
That's why kissing feels good, and that's why butt sex feels good.
That's why you can't